This goes to Dr. Kamil, K-A-M-I-L, Siepley, C-I-E-P-L-Y, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Anthony Tryon, T-R-Y-O-N, date of birth May 28th of 1953. Dear Dr. Siepley, this is a consultation for Mr. Tryon, who was sent for evaluation of slowly increasing creatinine starting April of 2022. Actually, in January of 2022, the creatinine level was not normal at 1.4 with estimated GFR around 50. Then he had a right toe infection and cellulitis with sepsis that required hospitalization from April 10th through the 12th of this year. And he had treatment with IV vancomycin and cefepime. It's C-E-F like Frank, E, P like Paul, I, M like Mary, E. And then he was discharged home on oral Augmentin. He did go to the wound clinic once, but the toe healed very well, so he did not require a follow-up visit. He did have a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis done with contrast. That was January 3rd of 2022 because he was having increased urination, diarrhea, and increased weakness. The CAT scan showed a very diffuse thickening of his bladder wall, and they were not sure if this was due to cystitis as opposed to neoplasia. He didn't have any enlargement of femoral or inguinal hernias, or lymph nodes in the femoral or inguinal area. But he did also have mild diffuse enlargement of the prostate gland. So far, he has not seen a urologist to his knowledge. He did also require hospitalization for the cellulitis of his right toe. He was found to have low magnesium levels at that time of unknown etiology. He does have known vascular disease, and he's had a previous myocardial infarction. He's had three cardiac stents placed in 2006 and then required three-vessel coronary artery bypass graft in 2010. He believes things have been normal since that time, and his last echocardiogram was done June of 2020. This showed an ejection fraction of about 53%. He had a moderately hypertrophied left ventricle with low normal systolic function and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Today, the patient is with his son. The son has a wife who is actually in end-stage renal failure and requires hemodialysis. And the son lives with his dad and his mother, and also helps to take care of his father. The patient has had a long history of diabetes, not especially well controlled either. And he was seen in the ALMA emergency room May 16th of 2022 when he was taken in for severe right lower leg pain with heaviness and numbness. All the studies were negative, no DVT, and they're attributing that pain to diabetic neuropathy, most likely. But it still bothers him, and it hurts even at rest. Ambulation does not seem to make it worse. He denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion, occasional non-productive cough, no wheezing, no sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have minimal edema of the lower extremities and burning pain in his feet and the increased pain in the right lower leg also. Past medical history, he's had type 2 diabetes for many years, hypomagnesemia, the recent cellulitis of the right lower foot with sepsis, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, gastroesophageal reflux disease, myocardial infarction, a history of a CVA with no current residual, history of chronic opioid use, depression, memory impairment, COPD, a history of obstructive sleep apnea, but he does not use a CPAP device, and fatty liver disease. Past surgical history, cardiac stents times 3 in 2006, 2 colonoscopies, and a coronary artery bypass graft with 3 vessels in 2010. Social history, the patient chews tobacco. He quit smoking cigarettes in 2021, but was unable to quit totally, so therefore the chewing tobacco. He denies alcohol or illicit drug use. He's married and lives with his wife and adult son and daughter-in-law when she is home. Family history is significant for diabetes and hypertension. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. Coreg, 25 milligram twice a day. Celexa, 20 milligram daily. Fenofibrate, 54 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. Lantus insulin, 40 units once daily. Lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. Magnesium, 400 milligram daily. Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent once daily. And Flomax, 0.4 milligram, one twice a day. He's not using any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 73 inches, weight 254 pounds, pulse 77, blood pressure is 114 over 70. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no JVD. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no wheezes, rails, or effusions. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no palpable masses, normal bowel sounds times 4. Extremities, he's got a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Pedal pulse is 1 plus. Capillary refill is about 6 seconds in both lower extremities. The previous sore on the right second to third toe appears to have healed. There's no open lesions currently. No rashes are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 16th of 2022 when he went in the emergency department. Creatinine was 1.8, estimated GFR was 38, calcium 9.2, sodium is 135, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 24, albumin 4.1, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets, magnesium was 1.4. Urinalysis was done 4/10 of 2022. That has 2-plus blood and 100-plus protein. It is negative for nitrite, negative for bacteria at that time. Now, 4 months ago, January 3rd of 2022, he did have 3-plus protein and 100-plus, or 100-plus protein, 3-plus blood, but he also had nitrites and bacteria. June 22nd, 2021, no blood or protein in the urine, as well as previous urinalysis done in 2020, also negative for blood and protein. May 2nd, 2022, creatinine 1.5, magnesium was 1.3, hemoglobin 13.4 with normal white count, normal platelets. 4/26/2022, creatinine is 1.7. 4/12/2022, creatinine 1.8. 4/9/2022, creatinine was 1.9, and white count was 18.4, normal hemoglobin and normal platelets, elevated neutrophils, and elevated monocytes at that time. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with progressively worsening creatinine levels since April of this year. and new onset of microscopic hematuria. After seeing the CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast done in January of this year, we are going to schedule a kidney ultrasound and a post-void bladder scan, as well as renal artery Doppler studies to look for renal artery stenosis. We're also looking for obstruction in the bladder area. He will probably need an urgent urology referral after the tests are back. He'll need a cystoscopy to further evaluate bladder wall thickening and the microscopic hematuria for the last 6 months. He will continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He should avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. We want to do monthly labs, and he's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.